Here's a popular topic from our Rock on the Money podcast. For the full episodes and more information, head on over to rockonthemoney.com. Hope you enjoy. Hey, we have another question, social media question coming in from Facebook. Suzanne works, another airline. What's up with all these airline employees? She writes, I'm nearly 53, been flying for 28 years. Can you imagine flying for 28 years? People complain about doing one flight.
Yeah.
She would like to retire at age 60. That would be 7 years, Amanda.
And just over, yep. Mm-hmm.
Just over. And begin taking Social Security at age 65. And she did provide us some information on what she currently has. I'm going to go through these really quick. She has 5%. In a stable value fund, 10% in American Funds Euro Pacific, 17% in Dodge & Cox, 23% in the Harbor Capital Appreciation Fund, 15% in a small cap fund, and 28% in the Vanguard 500 Institutional Index Fund, one of our favorites. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that adds up to 100%. I just rounded those off.
I think it does. But what I find fascinating is the allocation amounts here. I love the fact that it's not round 5 and 10%.
Yeah, I actually, she gave me a screenshot and I just rounded off of, I think it hasn't been rebalanced, you know what I mean, to round numbers, and it's all
over
the place.
Maybe those are her lucky numbers.
Yeah, it could be. You know what? Those sound like lotto numbers right there.
They do.
5, 10, 17, 23, 15, and 28, folks.
Yep.
Put those in your lotto this weekend. Her current balance, are you ready for this, everybody? Give me a drum roll. Here we go. $1.25 million. Mm-hmm. Wow. And she wants to retire in 7 more years.
Okay.
Thoughts, Amanda?
Well, I think that it depends on how much money she wants to spend each year. So I think you mentioned in one of our last episodes, Craig, that people are living longer than ever and, you know, upwards of 100. So she retires at 60. That's 40 years of retirement to fund. You know, 1.2 million sounds like a lot if you think about it. Like you have a pot of gold, but
why does Lucky Charms pop in my head? Go ahead.
I know. But if you are doling out little gold coins every year, you know, it's how many coins does it take each year? So I don't know if I would be comfortable with 1.25 million. I would definitely want to see that double or even triple before I retired.
You know what? Let me bring this up because I don't think we've talked about this. The thing called the rule of 72.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody out there, if you just look at what your long-term gains are in your 401k, whatever mix you have, let's just say you have 8% annual gains long-term. The rule of 72 says if you take that number and divide it in 72, historically speaking, that's how many years it would take to double the money if you did no more deposits, did nothing else but just sit on it. So let's just say 8% gain, which is kind of conservative, right in the middle, wouldn't you agree? Mm-hmm. So it would take 9 years to double that 1.25. So then you would end up with 2.5 million in about 9 years, give or take it to, you know, 1 or 2
years.
Well,
there you go.
I agree
with you. So I also just did some quick math here, Craig.
Go ahead. You're the brainiac in this operation, not me.
Well, I use the calculator.
Oh, don't tell anyone.
So we just talked about, let's say she lived to 100, that's 40 years. 1.25 million would be, you know, a little over $31,000 a year to live off of. Now, of course, that's a rough number because we would also have to assume her fund continues to grow during that time. But I mean, I just did a straight division. I don't know if $31,000 a year is what she would plan or want to live off of year one. So that's something to consider. But if you just, let's say maybe she doesn't have such an optimistic outlook on her lifespan. 25 years, that gives you about $50,000 a year. And maybe that's a little bit more reasonable. But again, it's not really taking into account cost of inflation. So I think the cost of inflation and your growth there's going to be some offsetting there. It depends. What is your dream lifestyle once you retire? If you're planning to live out a modest lifestyle and you'd rather just not be working, that might very well get you to where you want to be. If you want to move to Costa Rica, you could probably live very comfortably on that much. But
so, yeah, I mean, those are great points. And we're not advisors. We're just sitting here talking, giving you some ideas. She was talking about getting Social Security at 65. Yeah. The max amount for draw, which hardly anybody ever apparently takes, is age 70. But if you go to the Social Security Administration website, they have actually great tools in there. You log in, look at your account, and it will tell you the various years between 62 and 70, how much you will get per year, right?
Yeah.
Monthly.
I mean,
so go ahead.
Yeah, she can probably use those tools. I don't know that someone who's a few more years away from retirement should rely on Social Security, but that's just me.
No.
I wouldn't count on it, is all I'm saying.
When I looked at it, 67 and 70 was not that much different in the monthly payout. They say every year that you wait after 62, you get 8% more on the payout. So it's like 6 to 7%. So longer you can wait on that, the more you will get. So once again, like you said, how long do you think you're going to live? If you think you're going to be around a while, you probably want the max payout.
I don't know, Craig. I don't want to be working when I'm 67. I think 65 is perfectly reasonable.
Yeah, it is.
And, if you're making 8% in your retirement fund, which it sounds like she's certainly set up for that kind of success, then the 8% more you get in Social Security is not really worth it to me.
So maybe when she was saying she would like to retire at 60, if she could delay it a couple more years till she gets $2.5 million, maybe, only withdraw what you need. And of course, you know what? The other thing she didn't mention, is this a Roth or a traditional? My guess, that much is traditional. Mine's traditional. I have a large balance, but I didn't have Roth available for me for decades. So I'm kind of stuck in the traditional camp.
How old are you, Craig? Jeez.
You make it sound like I'm like ancient. Oh my God, let's move on. Anyway, thank you, Suzanne, for the question. Hopefully that gave you some things. But congratulations on the 1.25 million. I know there's a lot of listeners there. Oh my, she sent that information. I'm like, what am I supposed to tell you? You've done well. Congratulations. That's just...
Yeah.
Just a reminder, folks, check out rockonthemoney.com for links to all of the locations where you can subscribe to the podcast, direct links to Spotify, Apple, Google, TuneIn, all of them are listed right there on the front page of the website. Plus, we have all the podcasts hosted right there on the website, so you can listen to it. We also break down the podcast to each individual question and make it a separate post so you can easily find what you are looking for. We also have great articles, guides to tell you how to freeze your credit, how to buy a vehicle, everything located on the website. If you find this podcast to be of value, please share it with a friend. Let them know about us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, that like button, wherever you're listening to the podcast. Let everybody else know that you love the podcast and help us spread the word. We're here for you. We're not charging anything for this. We're not selling anything. It's all for you. It's your community, and we're going to make this happen together. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you again next time right here at Rock on the Money. America's Rockland, USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.